a diabetes breakthrough.
Good morning, greetings, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there may be natural roads to your vitality, into your well-being, into addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and more in control of your health. You're more knowledgeable and you know you can overcome any health issue, and that is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne and fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side every day at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Angela or Frank and Danette at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the Healthy Start Pack, which is three products: the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water, you drink it, and it is a wonderful source of water-soluble vitamins B and C, your fat-soluble vitamins D, E, A, and K, minerals like zinc and selenium and potassium and chromium. It's got the chondroitin and glucosamine in it as well if you have problems with arthritis or with your joints. It also has MSM and amino acids. It's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. If you get it in the Healthy Start Pack, it'll cost you less than $40 a month, and it'll include the ultimate EFA, essential fatty acids, as well as liquid magnesium and liquid calcium in the OsteoFX. The whole shebang will cost you about $112. If you get on auto ship, you save your shipping costs, and it makes a great Christmas present. If you know somebody who can benefit from the gift of good nutrition, why give somebody a pair of underwear or a tie when you can give them the gift of good nutrition? The Healthy Start Pack or any of the other fine longevity products are also available on my shopping cart at brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. You can also check out our videos and articles. Make sure you take a look at the 8 chapters of Good Nutrition video, which will give you some of the basic ideas of what we talk about every day here on The Bright Side. And make sure you click on that Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to help me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance and the power of nutritional supplementation. Thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side, folks. We've been talking about the thyroid gland here for the last, probably the last 4 or 5 weeks, the thyroid adrenal axis as well, which is the link between your adrenal glands, your body's stress glands, and the thyroid. And I want to summarize some of the main ideas here and then move on to another subject. First of all, probably the most important concept when it comes to understanding thyroid health is this connection between the adrenal glands and the thyroid, long-term adrenal stress. And that can be physiologic stress if you're having surgery, if you have some kind of health issue, if you have cancer or heart disease, if you have even something as mild as a cold. Certainly emotional stresses and psychological stresses can all put an undue burden on the adrenal glands, and that can ultimately lead to thyroid suppression. Your adrenal glands are your emergency energy glands. Your thyroid gland is your regular energy gland, and when you're running on emergency energy over time, the thyroid will slow down. And this is one of the reasons why thyroid testing is so silly. Silly medicine. Who cares what your TSH is? If you have symptoms, you have symptoms. Doctors in the medical model love to test because then they can treat your numbers. You don't want to be treating numbers, folks. You want to be treating biochemistry. With a TSH measurement, all you get is a number, and it doesn't really mean anything except for the number. If your TSH test is too high, that means you got a TSH that's too high. It doesn't mean your thyroid is not functioning correctly. It doesn't mean that you're hypothyroid. It doesn't mean that you need to take drugs. They'll tell you you need to stay on drugs the rest of your life if your TSH levels are high, and they're wrong. You know what an elevated TSH means? It means an elevated TSH, period. It doesn't mean that you have hypothyroidism or a poorly functioning thyroid. If you have symptoms, that's when you want to be concerned. You can be hypothyroid for a zillion reasons that have nothing to do with TSH. Go by your symptoms, always. Listen to your body, always. Look for clues in your body. Look for sudden weight gain, sluggishness, problems with temperature control if you're super cold, especially in your extremities, problems with circulation, super dry skin, brittle hair, immune problems, blotchy skin, salt cravings, dizziness upon moving, upon arising out of bed or getting out of a seated position. These are all clues to something breaking down in the adrenal thyroid axis. It has nothing to do with any kind of TSH testing. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. Look for digestive issues, especially long-term digestive issues. These are more clues. You don't need any doctors, people. You don't need any tests. You don't need any drugs. Do you see how empowering this message is? We have created a culture that goes outside of ourselves. We go outside of ourselves to see how healthy we are or to see how not healthy we are. We go to some outside authority, and believe me, there will always be some outside authority that will tell you what to do. Take the word authority. I hate that word. Authority means somebody is authoring you. Somebody is writing your story. Forget authorities. You be your own authority. We should all be our own authorities. Go by our symptoms. We don't need to have a doctor's advice. We can be our own doctors, and that is the good news. That's the bright side, folks. We can be our own doctors. Our understanding of the technology of our bodies can be leveraged. It can be taken advantage of if we just understand a few points. So that's the first idea here, that there's this thyroid-adrenal link. There's a connection between the thyroid gland and the adrenal gland. The second point I want to make is that hypothyroidism, poorly functioning thyroid, can be addressed just as effectively in most cases with over-the-counter strategies, without the risk of drugs and without the risk of toxicity. We've talked in the past about the problems with Synthroid, which is the main drug that people will get for hypothyroidism. Synthroid dosing is notoriously problematic because at the manufacturing level, it's difficult to get the hormone levels, the amount of medicine in a pill at just the right amount. Not only that, but it's difficult to get that hormone to release at just the right rate. So levothyroxine, Synthroid, Cytomel, all of these thyroid medicine, thyroid medications are notoriously ineffective. In most cases, you don't need drugs. In most cases, there's dietary strategies, there's over-the-counter strategies, there's non-doctor, non-medical strategies to treat a poorly functioning thyroid. And they involve the adrenal glands, they involve using adrenal nutrients, they involve digestive nutrients. We've talked about this at length. There's goitrogenic foods, foods that can suppress the thyroid, and you want to stay away from those. Soy is a thyroid-suppressing food. Cruciferous vegetables can be a thyroid-suppressing food. Peanuts and nuts, in general, can be a thyroid-suppressing food. Beans can be thyroid-suppressing. So pay attention to thyroid-suppressing foods, and then there are foods that you do want to take. If you have a poorly functioning thyroid, seaweed of all kinds is your best friend if you are hypothyroid, low thyroid. The nutrients selenium, iodine, the B vitamins are all important for the thyroid. Celtic sea salt can also be helpful for the thyroid, as can Himalayan salt. Then there's important digestive strategies for treating thyroid disease, because the thyroid is a major control point for digestion, the secretion of digestive juices, the secretion of stomach acid, as well as the movement of food through your digestive tract is regulated by the thyroid, so thyroid disease is going to have a very important nutrient absorption component. We'll continue that discussion. We'll continue discussing this when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, folks, to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today. We are here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific. 7 Central Time, and 24/7 via our archive page at brightsideben.com. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can get to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with information about the products, or you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470 and make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack, which includes the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well as the Ultimate EFA and the OsteoFX product. All right, let's see. We're talking about the thyroid, just winding down about the thyroid. One of the things that happens when you have thyroid problems is you're going to have digestive problems. They go together, hand in hand. Sometimes it's hard to tell which came first, sort of a chicken and the egg kind of thing, but they do go together, thyroid health and digestive health. The thyroid regulates the digestive system. The thyroid is responsible for stimulating the secretion of digestive juices. The thyroid is responsible for keeping food moving down the digestive tract the way it's supposed to be. If you have a sluggish thyroid, that is going to result in slower and less effective nutrient absorption. It's going to result in slower and less effective digestion. If you're hypothyroid, that means you're not going to be absorbing nutrients effectively, and this is going to further suppress the thyroid, which will further suppress nutrient absorption, which will further suppress the thyroid, which will further suppress nutrient absorption. You can see where we're going with this thing. It's called a negative feedback loop, and what it ultimately means is you're going to be getting worse and worse and worse and breaking down more and more and more and faster and faster and faster. Whether that breakdown shows up as fibromyalgia or arthritis or migraine headaches or autoimmune diseases, lupus, rheumatoid, whatever, if you go to the doctor, you're going to get treated for your fibromyalgia or your arthritis or your migraines or your lupus. But the problem isn't the symptom. The problem is the biochemistry that's causing the symptom. When you have a biochemical breakdown, folks, anything is possible. The healing process for symptomology doesn't take place at the symptom level. It's kind of a form of Albert Einstein's famous quote that says you can't solve a problem from the level that caused the problem. If your problem is a symptom, you're not going to solve your problem by addressing the symptom. You have to address your symptoms at the biochemical level that is causing the problem. Healing is always about the levels that are at the cause. This is where modern medicine has failed us. Modern medicine treats us at the symptom level. Healing is always at the causal level, and that's always going to be digestive, sugar, insulin, and adrenal thyroid. Digestive, sugar, insulin, adrenal thyroid. Remember those three key phrases: the digestive system, sugar, insulin, adrenal thyroid. That is the core of the disease and the breakdown process, no matter how it shows up. Now, we haven't really talked about Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism, and that's an interesting subject that I want to touch on a little bit before we move off the thyroid issue and spend some time talking about our next topic here. Graves' disease, or classic hyperthyroidism, is an autoimmune disease, just like hypothyroidism is an autoimmune disease. It's kind of interesting because hyperthyroidism is your thyroid going crazy. The thyroid just cranks out thyroid hormone, and it can be really unpleasant. And hypothyroidism is when the thyroid doesn't crank up out enough hormone, thyroid hormone, and everything slows down. So Graves' disease is when everything's speeding up. Hypothyroidism is when everything is slowing down. What's really interesting is they can have the same cause. They're both autoimmune diseases. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. A large proportion of hyperthyroidism is Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, which is also an autoimmune disease. Now, hyperthyroidism is a somewhat rare condition. It only affects about 0.5% or 0.05% of the population. Around 150,000 people in this country have Graves' disease. Much like Hashimoto's disease, hyperthyroidism, you're looking at a digestive component and an autoimmune component. In Graves' disease, somehow the thyroid is being perceived by the body as being the enemy, and it gets attacked. Same thing with Hashimoto's disease. The thyroid is being perceived as the enemy, and it gets attacked. And so I find that very interesting, that Hashimoto's thyroiditis and Graves' disease both have this autoimmune and digestive component. And there doesn't seem to be any kind of rhyme or reason why you'll get one or the other. In other words, if you have an autoimmune disease, you may have hyperthyroidism from it, or you may have hypothyroidism. If you have an autoimmune disease of the thyroid, it can go either way. Sometimes autoimmunity will shut down the thyroid. Sometimes, rarely, but sometimes it'll speed it up. Now, from a healing point of view, we're always looking at causes here. We're not looking at symptoms. From a healing point of view, it doesn't matter if your autoimmune disease is showing up as Graves' hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's hypothyroidism. Sometimes it'll shut it down, sometimes it'll speed it up, and from a healing point of view, it doesn't matter. They may be on opposite sides of the fence, folks, but from the symptom point of view, from the healing point of view, you're going to be wanting to do the same things. You may not have to worry so much about the goitrogenic foods if you have Graves' disease, and you may even actually be able to use these foods, soy and cruciferous, if you're hyperthyroidism. You may be able to use some of these foods to your advantage, but you're just going to have to see how you do. So you don't want to necessarily go with the goitrogenic foods. Just kind of see what happens if you're hyperthyroid. One thing you don't want to do, folks, is have your thyroid yanked out or have it radioactively poisoned. That's the last thing you want to do. Another thing you want to do if you have Graves' disease is look for digestive triggers. Look for certain foods that you're eating that make things worse. Keep a food diary. With all autoimmune diseases, you want to backtrack to specific foods. You're going to take certain nutrients if you have hyperthyroidism, same nutrients as if you have hypothyroidism. Vitamin A, the B complex, iodine, selenium. Hypo or hyperthyroid, you're going to take the same nutrients and you're going to use the same digestive strategies. Now, autoimmune disease, Graves' disease, autoimmune disease is by far the most common form of hyperthyroidism, but there are other things that can freak your thyroid out as well. Sometimes you can go into surgery. Or trauma can do it. Sometimes emotional stimulus can cause hyperthyroidism. And when you get a hyperthyroid response from surgery or from trauma or some kind of emotional stimulus, they call it the thyroid storm, which is one of the coolest disease names that are out there, the thyroid storm. But it might be cool, but it feels like hell. You're basically it basically feels like you're on speed, but not in a good way. Like you overdosed on speed. Your heart will be beating super fast. You'll have tremors, nonstop diarrhea, loose stools, nausea, vomiting. Sometimes you can even go into psychosis. Now, that's a pretty horrible set of symptoms, and you can see how a breakdown in one key component in the body, the thyroid, can result in this whole multi-headed hydra of symptomology. If you go to the doctor, once again, you're going to get treated for all the symptoms. You'll get treated for your heart problem. You'll get treated for your tremors. You'll get treated for your digestive issues, your diarrhea. You'll get treated for emotional issues or psychosis. But nobody's going to think to treat the underlying issue, the thyroid, if you have something like thyroid storm. Now, once again, the doctor remedy for thyroid storm or for hyperthyroidism is to poison your thyroid with radiation or to yank the darn thing out. And let me tell you something, there's nothing more tragic than somebody's had their thyroid removed because they had a hyperthyroid condition and now they have to suffer without a critical organ, a critical gland like the thyroid for the rest of their life. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll take your phone calls when we come back from our break. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satanshow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Our number today is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, if you want to purchase any of the products you hear advertised on the program, you can call Phyllis and Andy, or Nasima, or Angela, or Frank, or Danette at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. You can also get information off my website, brightsideben.com. We've got the archives up there, and videos and articles. And, of course, we have a shopping cart up there, too. And you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information, if you so desire, about how you can start yourself your own longevity business. That's brightsideben.com. All right, got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us on the phone. I want to just wind up the thyroid thing here, and then we'll move on to our next topic, probably coming up on our next program. Graves' disease, hyperthyroidism, thyroid storm, hyperthyroidism. These are disease instances, when the thyroid just goes out of control. If you go to a physician, they'll probably take out your thyroid, or they'll give you some kind of drugs that poison the thyroid, radioactive drugs that'll poison the thyroid. You want to treat your Graves' disease as a autoimmune disease, which means you're going to be treating it the same way that you treat hypothyroidism, poorly functioning thyroid, focusing on the digestive system, using nutrients that support thyroid health, selenium, sulfur, iodine, of course, the B-complex, vitamin A. All of these are very important for thyroid health. What you don't want to do is you don't want to have your thyroid removed. There's 80,000 thyroidectomies performed every year. If you have cancer, that's one thing. Obviously, if you have a cancerous tissue, a cancerous thyroid, then you want to be careful and you want to have your thyroid removed. But not all those 80,000 thyroidectomies are caused by cancer. Many thyroidectomies, thyroid-removing procedures, are done as a treatment for hyperthyroidism, and that is a pretty barbaric approach. The first thing I'd be doing if I had a thyroid storm condition or a Graves' disease is practicing deep, slow breathing. Remember that adrenal-thyroid connection, and the adrenal glands are very sensitive to low oxygen levels. When you go into low oxygen, your adrenal glands will perceive that as a stress, and over time that is going to have an effect on your thyroid. Nothing calms and relaxes the body faster than slow, deep breathing. All right, slow, deep breathing. You have two nervous systems, folks. You have a stress nervous system, and you have a relaxing nervous system. The relaxing nervous system, or the so-called parasympathetic nervous system, the PNS nervous system, is keyed in to breathing, so that when you deep breathe, you activate your relaxing nervous system. When you're breathing shallow, you activate your stress nervous system. You can turn off that stress response by doing something as simple as deep breathing. So the bottom line here, folks, before we move on, is the idea that hyperthyroidism in a large majority of cases is autoimmune. You're going to want to treat it in a similar fashion to hypothyroidism. Correct digestive issues first. Use digestive nutrients, glutamine, zinc, digestive enzymes, probiotics. Then focus on your thyroid nutrients. Of course, if there's food allergies or problem foods, you're going to want to eliminate those as well. And I think that is all I want to say about the thyroid, unless you guys have questions specifically. We're going to move on to our next topic, probably on our next show. I want to get to the phone calls today. 866-582-9933 is the number. Let's go to Colorado and talk to Alex. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Greetings. Thanks for calling.
I have a question about the Nutrilite products. My boyfriend and I are looking...
Amway?
Yeah, it's
Amway. Amway you're talking about?
Yep. We're looking into going into it just so we can get vitamins, but then we notice some of their products, like they tout being organic, but then some of their products use sucralose, so we're a little confused.
Okay, well, there's a bunch of questions you got there. First of all, Nutrilite is like as I understand it, it's a bunch of products. It's a line of products. It's not one product. So I can't tell you about an entire line of products. You have to tell me about specific products, and then we go over the ingredients. That's basically the way you want to do it. So I can't really tell you about the whole line. Organic is only for... There's a lot of confusion around the term organic. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. I'm in the skincare business, and I always hear people talking about organic skincare products, and sometimes you'll see organic vitamin products, and like you say, Nutrilite claims to be organic. I'm not sure what their exact claims are, but let's clear this up once and for all, folks, okay? Organic is only for vegetables and plants and things that grow out of the ground. That's it. There's no such thing as an organic vitamin. There's no such thing as an organic ingredient in a skincare product unless it is a plant material, like an herb. Organic is only for farmed material, and it refers to a farmed material that is not that doesn't have any pesticides or fertilizers, artificial fertilizers. So organic only means no pesticides, no artificial fertilizers, period. You can't have an organic vitamin, and you can't have an organic skincare product, or an organic anything unless there's some kind of herb or some kind of vegetable or some kind of plant material. So don't pay any attention to any nutritional company that tells you their vitamins are organic. I can't imagine they would say that, but if they did. And then third of all, Alex, you should be on the Longevity products, which you should do. I've been working with Longevity for a long time. I can't say a lot about the Amway line, but I can tell you a lot about the Longevity products because I've been using them and recommending them for almost 15 years, probably a little over 15 years, actually.
now that the year is winding down. So I can tell you a lot about the Ingevity products. Can't tell you a lot about the Nutrilite products, although Amway is probably a reputable company, and I'm sure they're not going to mess around too much. But if you want me to go over any particular products, pick a product, and we'll go over each one of the ingredients. But I'm not going to be able to talk to you about an entire line of products unless it's the Ingevity products, which I know really well. Thanks so much for calling, Alex. I hope I helped you. Do you have any other questions, by the way?
Yeah, I was actually wondering if I could change gears and ask you about the different types of water, reverse osmosis versus distilled versus spring.
You know what? Reverse osmosis and distilled are probably the two best waters you can find. There's some controversy over which one is better, but they're both good. They're both the best waters, distilled and reverse osmosis. There are some filters, like the Berkey water filter, that are really good. You can use those. I'm not sure if the Berkey water filter is reverse osmosis. Maybe somebody could tell me. I know there's a lot of Berkey folks out there. And the Berkey might be a reverse osmosis system. Reverse osmosis simply means the water is pumped through a filter of some kind. Osmosis is a chemical reaction that happens where water is sucked in passively, and reverse osmosis is when water is pushed out actively, and it gets pushed out through a filter. So it's kind of a fancy way of saying a filtering system. And the Berkey might be a reverse osmosis system. I'm not sure. So reverse osmosis, distilled are the two best. Some people will tell you that you got to be careful with distilled because distilled water doesn't have any minerals in it. I don't think that's I think that's much ado about nothing. And by the way, if you've ever heard anybody say that distilled water will leach minerals out of bones, then they don't really know about how chemistry works in the body. The bones actively absorb minerals. You're not going to leach minerals out of bones with distilled water. That is silliness. However, some people will find that the empty nature of distilled water is problematic, and in that case, you want to go with reverse osmosis water. Personally, I like the taste of distilled water, and that's what I drink. Spring water, you got to be careful with. Ideally, spring water would be the perfect kind of water if you can find springs that are uncorrupted or unpolluted or unadulterated. Good luck with that in this day and age, and that's the big problem with spring water is you just don't know where the springs are. There's some spring waters that are there's some springs that water producers or water bottlers will use that are found in Texas and in New Jersey and in California, and certainly Texas and New Jersey and California are not places where you have a pristine water table. So you got to be careful with the spring water. Although under ideal circumstances, spring water is probably the best because of the minerals that are found in the springs. All right, thanks for calling Alex from Colorado. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to all our calls in our next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Ingevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG? With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us, folks. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with information if you'd like to help me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. If you want to start yourself a little longevity business, or if you just want some general information, click on that Join Now link, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Angela at 866-735-2470. Our number again, 866-582-9933. Let's go to Indiana, I believe, and talk to Mary. What's up, Mary? Or it's Oregon. Sorry. Mary, what's up?
Hi.
What's cooking? How you doing, girl?
I live Dr. Wallach's life, the one he says to live.
Okay.
And I spend quite a bit on longevity products a month. I believe in them.
Okay.
I have a gluten intolerance, so I can't get the sip of sunshine for my vitamin D. And for the next 3 months, I would like to know another source of vitamin D.
In
besides
Oregon.
Foods. I know the food routine.
Well, the sun, but you can't get any sun. Get yourself a sun lamp. That's actually a good question. There are sun lamps that you can get to duplicate the ultraviolet radiation of the sun. There's three main sun rays. They call them ultraviolet A, UVA, ultraviolet B, UVB, and ultraviolet C. And these are the three main energies that come out of the sun, or three of the main energies that come out of the sun. The one that comes out of the sun that produces vitamin D in the skin, that creates that vitamin D reaction, is called UVB, ultraviolet B. And you can get sun lamps that provide you with UVB. They're called full-spectrum sun lamps. And if you just look it up on the web, Google full-spectrum sun lamps, make sure it has UVB, you can actually lay under a full-spectrum sun lamp and get yourself that vitamin D reaction in the wintertime in Oregon or San Francisco or Alaska or wherever the heck you are. So that's one thing that you could do. Secondly, fish is a great source of vitamin D, especially fish livers. And so I'd be eating fish livers. And the skin of chicken and the skin of foods, a lot of people peel the skin off of the chicken when they eat it because of the fat. But the skin is where you'll get vitamin D. Organ meats contain vitamin D. And then also mushrooms are a good source. Some mushrooms are a good source. Not all mushrooms, but certain mushrooms are good sources of vitamin D. I'm trying to think of where else you'll find vitamin D. You'll find the synthetic kinds of vitamin D in fortified foods like milk, but that's not really the good stuff. So I'd be getting a full spectrum sun lamp and working with fish if I were you, a fish liver, or eating fish or eating the skin of chickens. In fact, when you make your bone soup, you can throw the skin in there and have the water simmer over the skin. If you add a little bit of vinegar and maybe, let's see what you could add there, a little lecithin in there, and that will help to emulsify some of that vitamin D and some of the fatty material in the soup, and that might be another way for you to get some vitamin D. By the way, a sip of sunshine, does that have gluten in it, Mary? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I spent $60 to get it to find out.
Is that right? Now, tell me about that, because I don't know why there would be gluten in it. Did they say definitely had gluten?
I don't have the package anymore, but it says it right on there. Do not use.
If you have a gluten intolerance?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I would go by how you feel, because if there's gluten in there sure isn't a lot of gluten in it. Gluten is actually used by food manufacturers to create a kind of gummy texture to things, like a flour, basically, is where you're going to find gluten. When you bite into a pizza crust and you get a kind of chewy texture, that chewy texture is gluten. And gluten is basically used by bakers. Gluten flour is basically used by bakers to create that chewy texture. I'm not sure why Sip of Sunshine, which is a powdered vitamin D drink, would have gluten in it. They may say, just for their own protection, they may say to be careful if you have a gluten intolerance. But you know what, Mary, you may want to try it, because my guess is if there's any gluten in there, it's going to be a trace amount and it may not cause a problem. So at least give it a shot. That's something to think about. Other than that, go with fish, go with the full spectrum lighting, a sun lamp, and then organ meats and also the skin of chickens. And then maybe if you can find mushrooms that contain vitamin D, that might be something else that you want to try. All right, and then give the Sip of Sunshine a shot. It may be something that you can take. Thanks for calling from Oregon, Mary, and I hope that helped. And let's go to Nebraska and see what Diane has to say. What's up, Diane?
I was wondering if chlorine has the same ill effects on the thyroid as bromine.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the periodic table, if you get yourself a periodic table, if you look at it on the internet, you'll see that the seventh row, the last row of elements, it's got five elements in it, and fluoride is the first on the top, and then underneath it is chloride. Underneath that is bromide, and then you have iodide underneath that. And those four elements are very, very similar. And if the thyroid does not have iodine, it's going to take in bromine, chlorine, and fluorine instead. Now, of course, iodine is a lot more difficult to find than chlorine is, because your water is pretty much mostly chlorinated. And iodine is more difficult to find than fluorine is, because your water is fluorinated too. And then we talked yesterday about how there's bromine in flour, and there's bromine in plastics, there's bromine in your car and in your mattress and in cosmetic products. There's bromine pretty much everywhere. Pesticides typically will have bromine in there. So it's a lot easier for us to unfortunately find fluoride and chloride and bromide in our culture than it is to find iodine. So yes, indeed, if you're deficient in iodine, your thyroid will take up chlorine. And it's all glands. You know, we talk about iodine with the thyroid, but it really is a problem with all glands. That's the adrenal gland. The breasts are considered a gland. The pituitary gland. The pineal gland. The pancreas is a gland. So any kind of glandular tissue is going to suffer from this iodine deficiency and overexposure to chlorine in water and bromine and fluorine as well. So it's not just for your thyroid. It's for all glandular tissue. The best way to protect yourself is to make sure you're getting enough iodine. And by the way, iodine is unbelievably protective against breast cancer, just like it's protective against thyroid cancer and other glandular cancers. If I was a woman, I'd be making sure that I got iodine, especially if you have breast cancer in your family, especially if you have that gene that says that you're going to get breast cancer. If the doctor tells you we got to do a mastectomy because you have the breast cancer gene, try supplementing with iodine first. And yes, your point is well taken, Diane. Chlorine water can definitely be a problem for the thyroid.
Ben, is there a filter that helps remove that?
Chlorine, you know, I got to tell you, I'm not up on my filters, but the guys who sell the Berkey water filters always give me a hard time every time we talk about filters, because the Berkey water filter apparently does get rid of chlorine and fluoride, but I can't say that for a fact. So, again, if there's any Berkey people out there, Berkey distributors, I'd love you to contact me either by email at benicasio.com or even call the program, and we can talk about the Berkey water filter, because I think it's a good product from everything I've read, although I'm not really that up on the water filter thing. You know what? I drink distilled water. It's clean, it's tasty, and I know there's nothing in it. And when you do get your distilled water, by the way, folks, try to get it out of the plastic bottle because that plastic has got all kinds of problems associated with it, especially if you go shopping and you buy a bunch of water and you leave it in the car and your car gets hot, you can really run into problems. And when it comes to plastic, don't microwave your food plastic either. If you buy a sandwich and it's got plastic top of it, or if you're using Tupperware or plastic dishes, try not to put food in there with the microwave, because you can actually leach out some of these toxic compounds into your food. And some of these things can cause hormone problems also. The xenoestrogens, these foreign estrogen products, are in plastic in addition to the bromine that we talked about, and PVCs, polyvinyl chloride.
I was concerned about bringing the shower out of your, if you're showering.
You know, you're right. When you're in a, when you take a hot shower, you take a hot bath, your pores are open, and you are susceptible to chlorine poisoning. There are chlorine filters, yes, for your shower, actually. And I know Dr. Mercola on the Mercola Report, I used to like Dr. Mercola, but lately he's gotten a little bit too cheesy for me, and I think he might have sold his site. I don't know that for a fact. I shouldn't say that, but the past few years he seems to be a little bit more sales oriented than he has in the past. So, but you can still get some good information from him, and I know that he talks about he has a filter that he sells for your shower, and that's a good point, Diane, because when you're taking a shower, you are exposing yourself to chlorine as well as the fluoride. They're both pretty nasty. Isn't it terrible what we've done to water with the chlorine and the fluoride? And there's got to be better ways to filter and clean the water than chloride and chlorine. So, all right, does that help?
Thanks,
okay,
Ben.
Thanks so much for calling. Thank you. Thanks for calling from Nebraska. All right, folks, that's the music. That's all we got time for today. Thank you, everybody who called, and thanks to all the listeners. Thank you for your letters, folks. Sorry I haven't gotten back to a bunch of you. I'm trying to get back to as many as I can. If you do want to send me an email, it's ben@kfco.com, but be patient because I get a ton of letters, and I appreciate every last one of you guys. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.